Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program. A positive work environment starts with security that jobs are safe. Go to sharedwork.mo.gov.
A southwestern Missouri state representative has been indicted by a federal grand jury in an alleged $200,000 stem cell fraud scheme.
The 20-count federal indictment accuses Nixa Republican Tricia Durgis of selling fake stem cell treatments at medical clinics she operates in Springfield, Branson, and Ozark. U.S. Attorney Tim Garrison says Durgis was actually giving a sterile amniotic fluid to patients who suffered from, among other things, tissue damage, kidney disease, COPD, Lyme disease, erectile dysfunction, and urinary incontinence. The investigation began after she gave false or misleading statements last April to a Springfield television station about potentially using stem cells to treat COVID-19. She is accused of scheming victims from 2018 to 2020, illegally prescribing narcotics, and lying to federal agents. Durgis, who is a licensed assistant physician, was elected to the Missouri House last November. She had an initial court appearance Monday and was released. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Additional coronavirus vaccination events are being planned in Missouri, including one this Thursday in southeastern Missouri's Farmington. Chris Westrich with Parkland Health Center in Farmington says about 2,200 people can get vaccinated.
We're doing this as not a walk-in event. You must have received an appointment. So the folks that are truly eligible for this first vaccination clinic are folks that have already pre-registered on the St. Francis County Health Department's website.
Those eligible to get vaccinated include healthcare providers, long-term care providers, and patients, first responders, Missourians 65 and older, and those with certain health conditions. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has released a plan to improve navigation on the Missouri River. Congressman Sam Graves of Northern Missouri says he's pleased with the direction.
I applaud this. What they're hoping to do is restore navigation on the lower Missouri by 2022 and restore navigation on the upper Missouri by 2025. And I'm a little concerned by the time frame, but I'm very happy that that they're taking a look at this and they're moving towards restoring that navigation and the flood control that goes with that.
Graves spoke to KMA Radio. He's the ranking member of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. And St. Louis area police say they've arrested a man in connection with Sunday's deadly shooting of a Metrolink security guard at the Delmar Loop station. Police say they're seeking charges of first-degree murder and armed criminal action against a 36-year-old suspect. 30-year-old James Cook died in that shooting on Sunday morning. He was from Sullivan, Missouri, and was married with two daughters, ages 5 and 9. This is news on Missouri Net.